Start your day with remembrance of old. Start your day with remembrance of old. Start your day. Start your day. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله مرحبا اهلا وسهلا بكم to all our viewers and listeners of Madani channel اللہ واحد یکتا ہے ایک خدا بس تنہا ہے کوئی نہ اس کا ہمتا ہے ایک ہی سب کی سنتا ہے اللہ 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 Start your day in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. In the name of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, our sustainer, our provider, our cherisher and nourisher. Yes, we send peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram Noor-e Mujassam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions Alayhi Muridwan. Welcome once again, dear viewers, for those who have joined us from throughout the world, from whichever part of the world you have joined us. In this program, we say welcome and marhaba. I am once again in the company of our respected, honorable Maulana Abdul Qadir Qadiri Mu'ini Attari. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As usual, of course, we will greet him with the opening greetings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. MashaAllah, Mu'asab, once again, we say marhaba to Mu'asab on this program. The early echo and people throughout the world have joined us. We say shukran to them, Mu'asab. And together with that, it's my earnest appeal to please stay tuned with us till the end of the program. Today's discussion and a topic, Mu'asab, is a very important one. I'm going to disclose that, inshallah, just after we listen to the fadail of Durood-e Paak. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah Arwahuna Fida, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated in a beautiful hadith, the one who recites 1,000 times Durood upon me daily, he will not die until Allah Azza wa Jal shall show that person his abode in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. Alhamdulillah, Mu'asab, the question for this morning is a very informative one, mashallah. And I'm most certain, Mu'asab, that many of the viewers out there will be hearing this question for the first time, or iska jawab bhi sunenge inshallah zawajalla. And here, inshallah zawajalla, I go ahead with the question, and you can focus on your screens. The question will most definitely, inshallah zawajalla, in the next few seconds be on your screens, and it is: what was the cost of the land of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allahu Akbar. What was the cost of that land where Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yani the masjid of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is situated? Who can give us the cost of that land? Subhanallah. Remember, dear viewers of Madani channel, it is this masjid which the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had erected with his own blessed hands. For now, we are also going to listen to a kalam, Tayba ko ja raha hai. And bas every ashiq and every lover desires to be in the beautiful city of Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara. Zadahallahu sharfum wa ta'zima. Is kalam ko sunte hain, Tayba ko ja raha hai. Phir inshallah jab wapas aate hain, we will continue with our discussion. Remember, it is obesity, Mu'asab. Allahu Akbar. It is such a discussion and topic which is important for all people from all walks of life. It's important to know our health. It is important to know the distractions and what will be the outcome of suffering from obesity. What are the harms and dangers of obesity? How can one protect himself is what we are going to be discussing from an Islamic perspective as well. Stay tuned with us to learn more stats about what is obesity and how we can avoid this till the end of the program. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Medina, 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 Medina. Medine jaane waalo jao jao fi amanillah. Medine jaane waalo jao jao fi amanillah. Kabhi to apna bhi lag jayega bistar Medine mein. شیدا میرے نبی کا سب گن گنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گن گنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا ہر ہر قدم پہ ہوگی لطف و کرم کی بارش ہر ہر قدم پہ ہوگی لطف و کرم کی بارش جنت سے کم نہیں ہے رستہ میرے نبی کا جنت سے کم نہیں ہے رستہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا یوں جنتی سفر کا آغاز ہو رہا ہے یوں جنتی سفر کا آغاز ہو رہا ہے دستے کرم ہے ان پر رکھا میرے نبی کا دستے کرم ہے ان پر رکھا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب حاجیوں کے لب پر ذکر نبی گجاری سب حاجیوں کے لب پر ذکر نبی گجاری ہے محفل حرم میں چرچا میرے نبی کا ہے محفل حرم میں چرچا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا پائے نبی کی خوشبو ہے اب بھی ہر گلی میں پائے نبی کی خوشبو ہے اب بھی ہر گلی میں کتنا مہک رہا ہے مکہ میرے نبی کا کتنا مہک رہا ہے مکہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سرکار کی بدولت یہ برکتیں گے ساری سرکار کی بدولت یہ برکتیں گے ساری ہے اجتماع حج بھی صدقہ میرے نبی کا ہے اجتماع حج بھی صدقہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا حاصل مجھے بھی ہوگی سب سے بڑی مسرت حاصل مجھے بھی ہوگی سب سے بڑی مسرت جس دن مجھے بلاوا آیا میرے نبی نبی کا جس دن مجھے بلاوا آیا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا
عشق و ادب میں ڈل کر میرا سلام کہنا عشق و ادب میں ڈل کر میرا سلام کہنا
جس وقت ہو نظر میں روزہ میرے نبی کا جس وقت ہو نظر میں روزہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا
اب کیجئے فریدی رخصت انہیں یہ کہہ کر اب کیجئے فریدی رخصت انہیں یہ کہہ کر
لانا میرے لیے بھی تحفہ میرے نبی کا لانا میرے لیے بھی تحفہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا
کیا بات ہے مدینے کی سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ طیبہ کو جا رہا ہے کیا بات ہے یو نو جسٹ امیجن اینڈ ویژولاز دوز گلیاں دوز پانتھ ویز لیڈنگ ٹو گنبد خضرا اینڈ اف اونلی دوز مومنٹس کڈ ریٹرن ونس اگین سبحان اللہ بلا لو پھر مجھے اے شاہ بحر و بر مدینے میں میں پھر روتا ہوا آؤں تیرے در پر مدینے میں مدینہ اس لیے عطار جان و دل سے ہے پیارا کہ رہتے ہیں میرے آقا میرے دل بر بر مدینے میں سبحان اللہ مے وی آل گو ٹو وزٹ دا بیوٹیفل سٹی آف رسول کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ دیر از اے بشارت اینڈ اے گلیڈ ٹائڈنگ فار دوز ہو وزٹ ہز مبارک قبر محسب ہز مبارک shrine the Rawdah Anwar of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the hadith and the narration is such as the one who has visited my qabr yani my mubarak qabr my grave I will intercede for him on the day of judgment Allahu akbar he will attain the intercession from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam this achievement is a great achievement if only you submit from your heart and you wholeheartedly with utmost adab and respect visit his mubarak masjid dear viewers Allahu akbar subhanallah however dear viewers inshallah as I mentioned that our discussion for this morning is a global yani obesity as a global epidemic for the entire world is surrounded by this disease Mohsab it is such a topic and I was discussing with Maulana Sahib some time back you know there are such diseases in our society there are such viruses in our society Mohsab and as I placed this in front on the table as we were discussing mashallah and this idea then came about that since this is a public or rather a global issue and a global matter So we should discuss this inshallah because this is the reason for many works and tasks in our life which we are unable to accomplish is most definitely because of this one particular disease Mohsab which most of the people out there suffer from and I'm referring to obesity Mohsab of course as I mentioned obesity which is so visible yet Mohsab this is people put a blind eye and they neglect this issue which is of course related to one's health it's a public health problem Allahu Akbar so understanding this Mohsab it may take some time to understand this matter of how can one resolve this matter but if immediate action is not taken when it comes to obesity Mohsab millions and millions will suffer from more and more issues, Mohsab. More avenues of diseases are open, Mohsab, such as, of course, cholesterol, obesity is a problem. When a person, of course, overeats and he has a problem of overeating, then he cannot concentrate in work, he can't focus, he's unfit, he will have heart-related issues, he will have angina heart, for example, and overeating then leads a person to become a lazy person. There is no circulation of blood, and then there's a possibility of stroke as well. Likewise, Mohsab, people then become like cabbages on bed. And the brain stops functioning, and there are so many other avenues of diseases which that person may pick up because of overeating. So obesity is a complex condition, Mohsab. It is a complex condition, one with serious social and physiological dimensions. There's no doubt about this, Mohsab. So there are stats of how people have suffered from this from 1995. How over 200 million people, Mohsab, the stats reveal that people that have suffered from obesity, and how this number in the later years increased to higher. Yani, children who are under the age of 5 years, 5 saal, jinki umar 5 saal ya usse kam, Mohsab, they have been classified as patients of obesity, Mohsab. Allah. Ab zara soche, Mohsab, as of year 2000, as of year 2000, the number of obscene adults, yani jo over khane wale log hai, overeaters, Mohsab, from the year 2000 increased to over 300 million, Mohsab. 300 million. Allahu Akbar. This is contrary to the intellect and to the wisdom of human beings, Mohsab. How can so many people around the world suffer from this disease, Mohsab? Furthermore, it's mentioned, Mohsab, the obesity epidemic is not restricted to smaller children, only adults. Rather, the entire world, whether they are males or whether they are females, whether they are children, tamam ki tamam, Mohsab, is musibat mein phase hue hain aur isse nikal nahi pa rahe. There are so many entertainments out there. It's all about taste. It's all about zayqa. It's all about, you know, try this and try that. And people have gone crazy out there. It's a business on its own, Mohsab. And this has caused people to have competitions to even eat, who can eat more. And people have lost their lives, Mohsab, if we only have to go through these stats. However, I would request, Mohsab, to please, inshallah, for the benefit of the viewers out there, Mohsab, kindly, inshallah, Zawajallah, give us an idea as to what is actually obesity, Mohsab?
Obesity in general, Mohsab, there's a lot of factors that play there, but the general definition, if we can call it, is that obesity is the accumulation of fat in the body, leading to serious health issues.
Right.
And it can lead to those health issues which often go undiagnosed until we go for a blood test and test our glucose level.
Right.
When it comes to detecting the blood sugar present in the blood, whether it's a healthy amount, not healthy amount, and that may lead to the diagnosis of diabetes if a person has. But if the tests are not done, it goes undiagnosed. And then there are issues such as cholesterol and high levels of triglycerides. If a person has high levels of those in their blood, if the blood test is not done, this is also undiagnosed. This is also one can never find. And there are chances of heart diseases, heart attack, you know, panic attacks. This is the extreme cases that it can go to. Sometimes you'll have a mild heart attack. People, when they have, they are lucky if they have a mild heart attack. So they are awakened quickly, you know, and they go for all the diagnosis and they start taking treatments, chronic medications and so on. And that actually works a little bit towards strengthening their heart. And other times, the person is not so fortunate to have a mild heart attack, rather have a full-blown heart attack. And
I mean, if you look at the taqseem, Mohsab, in the world, there are lakhon log aise hain who have lost their lives because of hunger. Whereas there are millions of people who have lost their lives because of obesity, Mohsab. Koi bhi cheez agar darmiyani ho, Mohsab, beech ke raah nikala jaye, you should always find the center path, always be average, Mohsab, you know. And everything you do, don't overeat for overeating or also kill you. Yani, if you look at the worldwide stats, Mohsab, you know, it has been stated that it has tripled, yani obesity has nearly tripled since 1975. We've given the stats of 200 million masks up to 300 million. Any 20 crore se 30 crore masks up. These are the Urdu stats. Itne log is bimari mein phase hue hain. In year 2016, Masab, if you look at this report which have been mentioned, you know, Allahu Akbar, it will most definitely shock the viewers of Madini Channel. In year 2016, more than 1.9 billion adults, Masab, 1.9 billion adults and 18 years and older were overweight, Masab. In the 18 saal and older, starting from that little age, Masab.
The global population is what, 8 billion? And the quarter of 8 billion will be like 2 billion, 1.9, almost exactly. 2 billion. So that's quarter of the entire population of mankind, Allah.
Really, Mohasab, it's really astonishing. It's really amazing to learn. And of these, Mohasab, it is mentioned that of these, over 650 million obese. Can we imagine how do these people make a future? Because this is a sickness. You can't be carrying your baggages wherever you go, Mohasab. It's overweight. You can't sleep in peace. You can't work in peace. You can't find a job correctly. And this is because of your own habits. It is because of how we have fed or made ourselves, Mohasab. You are what you are, Mohasab. You are what you eat. So what you eat is what you become. So we need to know what we allow inside this body. For this is a ni'mat of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is a gift, an amanah from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, which we have to return to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Yani, 39% of adults aged 18 years and over were overweight, Mohasab. From this, we should make shukr to Allah Azza wa Jalla if we aren't in that category. And if we are reaching there because of not controlling your temptations, then one has to understand what triggers him to, you know, eat without any control, Mohasab. You need to know what are those things which trigger you and control your nafs and your desires. Once again, Mohasab, in 2016, Allahu Akbar, 13% were obese, Mohasab. This is out of this world. And most of the world's population live in countries where overweight and obesity kills more people, Mohasab. This is the truth. Look at other countries. Obesity kills more faster than any other disease. Because you have a list of problems, Mohasab. You're walking with a baggage of medications wherever you go. If only you could control your nafs at the time of eating and follow the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, Mohasab, this question which we asked, what are obesity and overweight, Mohasab, had given a beautiful explanation, Mohasab. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We want to understand this furthermore, Mohasab. So, people, of course, want to protect themselves from obesity. Ki hum kis tarah se kam khana khaye, hum kin cheezon se parhez kare, wo kaun si cheeze hain jo hum nahi khaye. Of course, uske liye ek silsila hona chahiye. And we will have a different silsila, inshallah, with regards to the sunnah foods itself and what are the healthy foods itself, what are the healthy supplements one should be taking, inshallah, to be, you know, good for all day long. However, these stats we have given only to alert the viewers of Madani Channel, to let you know that how dangerous and how deadly is this disease which we ignore, Mohasab. It's a global epidemic which we do not give any importance to. As I said, it is neglected. We have deliberately put a blind eye on this. And jo ho samne mein bas, as long as we are happy, the stomach is full, Mohasab, we allow anything to go inside it. And people then suffer from various problems, Mohasab. Alhamdulillah. Any other more Madani pearls can you share, Mohasab? One simple method, I was just thinking, Mohasab, off the box, you know, something such as, if we only start as of today, ki khana ko kam khane ke liye, there are some beautiful Madani pearls out there. Amir al-Sunnat, even other scholars of Islam have stated and mentioned, and Amir al-Sunnat, especially on Madani Mudhakira, mentioned the blessings of eating in a smaller plate, Mohasab. Allahu Akbar. Eating in the wisdom in eating in smaller plates, utensils, then using huge plates in which the capacity of the food, the quantity of the food could be more due to the capacity of the plate. So, mashallah, eating in smaller plates could mean eating in little portions, Mohasab. Then eating with those three fingers, your thumb, your shahada finger, your index finger, and the one next to it, which is the middle finger, joining these three fingers, Mohasab, is sunnah, subhanallah. Amir al-Sunnat even given an idea. He mentioned that if you don't have the habit of eating with three fingers, take something and tie your two fingers, or you could even press a piece of bread or roti under the two fingers, which is the last two fingers, and you press the bread under that, and then this will form the habit You will come into the habit of using your three fingers. Now, the wisdom in this is not to use bigger muscles. Why? Because when you chew on bigger muscles without chewing them properly and thoroughly, you allow those portions of food to go into your stomach. And without these broken into proper portions, more so, it's not diluted into your mouth into a liquid form. And it goes into your stomach whilst it's still solid. Now, this will, of course, cause some digestive problems in one's body, more so. You would not be able to digest the food. And this will cause bloatiness, due to which a person will have chest burns. You will not be able to focus in the salah. Yani namaz mein bhi hai, toh dakari nikal rahi hongi uske. Moreover that, you will be uncomfortable in salah. You will be uncomfortable as he's sleeping. And then he will suffer from chest burn and reflux, so on and so forth, Mohsab. And then of course, when these problems intensifies and a person has a lot of acidity in his body, then he will suffer from bone issues and marrow issues and ligament problems and all these issues, Mohsab. Doctors have suggested what is a good diet for people, Mohsab. And before doctors, the doctor of all doctors, the healer of all healers, who is none other than Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, had shown us practically how to eat and what to eat, Mohsab. How to look after this amana. And it is observed with regards to how they eat, how limited they eat, and how less they eat in a day. In terms of numbers, we have breakfast, lunch, supper, in between tits and bits, it's called, Mohsab. It's called snacks. But subhanAllah, even if these personalities are offered, if you sit with them, yet so many varieties of food, sometimes out of love by the people are presented. Out of love, koi mehman kisi ke ghar pe jaye to aap koshish karte hain ki us mehman ko khush kare. Lekin subhanAllah, uske bawajood bhi ek se khane table pe hote muasab. But it is within the limits, muasab. Not to satisfy the nafs. Ek martaba nigrani shura abhi hal hi mein aap farma rahe the, when there was so much of lazizdar khana, beautiful, tasty, you know, amazing, lavish foods on the table, Mohsab. And His Eminence at Mohsab was also present there, mashallah. He mentioned that if only we could eat this food with the intention of ibadat. How many of us are just eating it because of taste, because that tastes so good and that tastes so good and that tastes so good? Ye chakle, wo chakle, usko milale, isko aisa kar de, usko aisa kar de. And the whole dunya and the whole world is just chasing and satisfying the 70,000 taste buds on your tongue, Mohsab.
So that is the defining factor, in fact, given in the hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The summary of it I read in the books of Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, that the distinction between when a believer eats and a non-believer eats is that a believer eats not to satisfy his taste buds.
Allahu Akbar. A believer
eats to satisfy the hunger, not the taste buds.
Not the taste buds. Allahu Akbar. Not the taste buds itself. Lekin isi taste bud ke chakkar mein muasab. This wants to taste different things on a daily basis, and to satisfy this tongue of ours, we put our entire body into risk. We risk the entire body by taking such chances in life, Allahu Akbar, to satisfy this tummy of ours and this nafs of ours, what not we do. So because obesity refers to the one who, to one's body, of course, as we mentioned, a person's body accumulates fat and overweight increases and so on and so forth. So obesity is a disease itself without any doubt, right? And sometimes becomes a cause of many other diseases. So avoiding this to a large extent is very, very, very important. But why is it that many of us, Mohsab, are unable to have control over this? It is just uncontrollably, Mohsab, difficult. Mohsab, if you don't mind, maybe we can just take in one caller, one or two callers for now, inshallah, for the callers are waiting, Mohsab. And when we come back, we will continue with the discussion. Let's go towards our callers and the question with regards to the blessed land. I'm referring to that blessed land. Why, subhanAllah? Because upon that land is the masjid of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. So what was the cost of the land of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the question we have asked earlier. And now let's take in the first caller for this morning. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The answer to the question was the cost of purchasing the land of Masjid al-Nabawi. The answer is 10 dinars.
10 dinars, mashallah. Ji, let's go for it.
My answer to the question is 10 dinars, Jalakullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 10 dinars again. One more caller, please.
My name is Abdul Mindrus. I'm from Malawi. The answer is 10 dinars.
10 dinars again. MashaAllah, whoever have called in today, Mohsab, have mentioned 10 dinars. So, let's see if your answer is right or wrong. Apne screens ki janib ab dekhte hain. MashaAllah. And the answer is correct. SubhanAllah. 10 dinars, Mohsab. Allahu Akbar. 10 out of 10 for all the viewers of Madani channel who have called in today. Allah Pak aapko jizai khair ata farmaye. Shadu abad rakhe. MashaAllah. Ji haan, the cost of the land of Masjid al-Nabawi was 10 dinars. How fortunate are those companions who may have donated towards this initiative, Mohsab. Aaj tak, ye sadqa jari hai unke liye, Mohsab.
SubhanAllah.
For over 1400 years. In that era, in that time, it was invested, it was spent. SubhanAllah. Therefore, when you are asked to spend in the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla for some good initiative and good cause, just remember, you shall return, you shall receive the full return of that in the grave as well as in the hereafter. And sometimes Allah Azza wa Jalla gives you the reward of it in this very world whilst you are alive, Mohsab.
Mm-hmm.
Only fortunate ones are, you know, those ones, mashallah, who receive this and who can see the benefit. So never ever have a doubt in your heart. SubhanAllah, wherever there are masajid being built, wherever there are madaris and jami'at of Da'wat Islami being constructed, don't feel shy. Put your hands deep down into your pockets, inshallah, and generously donate in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. You will most definitely see your wealth multiplying, inshallah. So, just for our knowledge sake, mashallah, for general knowledge sake, we learned that the land had costed 10 dinars in those days, Mohsab. SubhanAllah. Let's go back to our discussion. We are looking for cures for this problem of obesity. Children out there, it's a serious matter. Parents out there, please, please take full charge of this matter in your hands. Mothers out there who are in the kitchen, who prepare these foods, the oil is in your hands. If you want, you could keep your family healthy. And if you want, you could cause them to become even more sick. And dads out there who get irritated if the oil is less in the food, maybe sometimes more awesome. Fathers out there who want the food to taste somehow and they will oppress their wives if it's not according to their like, more awesome. This is also a problem. It's a teamwork. You have to motivate one another. You have to compliment each other. It's a teamwork here. Because when you feel to eat something and when the crave increases in the heart, in the mind, in the, and the desires increase, it intensifies a person will haste towards that. It's a teamwork to support each other and find an alternative instead of eating that which is unhealthy. Mohsab, it is mentioned with regards to the best cure for obesity by the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which is the that hunger should be divided into three parts, Mohsab. Bhook ko teen hisson mein divide kar liya jaye. One part is for food, one part is for drink, and the other is for air, Mohsab. This is stated in the blessed hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the best cure for obesity from the blessed hadith of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Are there more ways, Mohsab, with regards to saving one's self from this matter?
Mohsab, the main issue is, from what I can understand is, you know, some people, they eat to live, whereas some live to eat.
Allah.
So that's where the main problem comes. Portion control is very important. Portion control meaning a person's portion of the plate. The researchers, they have concluded that the portions that are served, usually the standard portions in restaurants, usually they are four times more the amount that a person needs for his healthy diet.
Allah, Allah.
So if you cut your plate into four, one quarter will be the right amount for you to eat. The other three quarters are excess. So we are encouraged in this food culture, fast food, you know, chain, and we have gone so accustomed to eating junk.
Ji.
We remember our old days, as Mohsab says, the stats. Why do the stats, they tripled, you know, from 1975, which was like 45 years, 47 years ago.
Right, right.
Till now, it has tripled, meaning if there was one obese person in 1975, there are three obese people. In today's day and age. Why? Because the food culture has changed.
Ya salam.
Now we are encouraged to eat fast food. Before, when we ate fast food in our childhood, our parents would scold us, you know, this is junk. call it junk.
Allah, 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 Allah. And then there was a doctor banana, ya alim bhi. If you don't eat that which is going to nourish the brains, the heart,
exactly,
the bones, you need vitamin A, B, C, D. You need all those quality things in your body. These nutritions will help one to focus as a student. How could you be eating junk and then trying to by heart and trying to learn? It's very hard. And then, of course, as Mohsab had mentioned, that the result of that is something else, Mohsab. So as we come back to the solutions, dear viewers, as we are about to terminate, mashallah, Mohsab, I think if our Nazireen can practice, Gigi, the big Mohsab.
Ji, Mohsab, the portion size, we were discussing the portion size. It's very important that we understand the portion size. Why? Because oftentimes, even if we, let's say, we want to adopt a healthy lifestyle, how do we start? Just by eating less and less. And what is the proper portion size? Is the size of our heart, which is measured for everyone is different. So your fist will determine how what's the size of your heart. Usually this is how it goes in a medical field, I've been told. So this should be your portion size. Any amount of food that is there, it should be this much.
Hissa jitna hota hai haath ka, utna hi bada pet ka.
If you form your fist, ji, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar.
So anything other than that, more than that, is going to expand your food bag. And what happens to a balloon? Take a balloon and you blow it up, right? And then when you take out the air, it doesn't retain its shape. It goes, it widens in
expands,
its shape,
yes.
You know, it expands. Likewise, our food bags, they expand like that.
Kaaba.
So when a person eats less, you know, maybe we're trying to change our lifestyle and we eat less, we don't feel satisfied because we have been so accustomed to stretching the limits of our food bags that it doesn't feel satisfied.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu
Akbar. Now, but habitually, inshallah, if we persevere and eat little and, you know, and continue in this way, the food bag size, it will come to its normal stage, inshallah.
Kya baat hai Mohsab, you know, if only we could practice these beautiful Madani pearls, Mohsab, such as even walking after eating. Khana khane ke baad lete na, baithe na, chale. Khas karke, when you eat food, smaller muscles khae, eat slowly, don't gobble your food. Learn when to drink the water, don't gobble the water even after, gulp the water after eating food. All this causes bloatiness and of course, if one could only fast and keep rozas most frequently and most often for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, this decreases overweight, Mohsab. A person will get closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla and you will become better. You will detox your body. We will be back, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. For now, we say shukran to all the viewers of Madani Channel. Until next time, sallu ala al-habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day. Start your day.